This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Most Democrat candidates for 2020 elections continue being hell-bent on abortion. From state representatives who badger peaceful protesters or who define abortion victims as the unwanted, to presidential candidates Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand, a diatribe of strident abortion advocacy is part of political campaigns. Senator Gillibrand now calls for a pro-abortion litmus test for any judicial nominee she would consider nominating if she were our next president. While the Abortion Survivors Protection Act continues being denied recognition on the U.S. House floor for the 37th time Wednesday, the powerful House Appropriations Committee was compelled to vote on a budget amendment. The mostly party-line vote endorsed funding for clinics that accept infanticide as an option for abortion survivors. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. In other headlines, the New York representative known as AOC can't remember women who vote pro-life. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blames men for the new Georgia heartbeat abortion restriction when the driving force behind the bill were women. Other abortion activists are stirring up a myth that Georgia would prosecute women for abortions. Only doctors are penalized. And to the cheers of supporters, Riverton, Utah has declared itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.